are now listening to the Discover Life podcast, brought to you by Pastor Adbosoff. We trust that you will be blessed by this message.
My message this morning, living armed and dangerous, or fully armed. Matthew chapter 16, verse 13, the Bible says, when Jesus came into the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? Some said, you are John the Baptist, some Elijah, some Jeremiah, and or one of the prophets. But he said to them, who do you say that I am? Simon Peter answered and said, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Come on, somebody say, Jesus is the Christ. So Jesus answered and said, blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. And I also say to you that you are Peter, a little rock, no, not a reed any longer. And on this rock I will build my church. On this rock, the revelation that Jesus is the Christ, I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail. And I will give you the keys. Somebody say, the keys. Not any keys, the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. I want to talk to you today about this glorious, victorious, triumphant church that Jesus is building in our world today. I want to tell you that he's building a church of glory. No matter what is happening in the world, there's a lot of naysayers and a lot of prophets of dooms, but I want you to know this morning that God is still in control. God is still building his church, and the gates of hell will not prevail. He's not building a rollover church. He's building a takeover church. He's not building a church that will go hide in a cave somewhere with canned food. He's building a church that's going to arise and shine and take over in this time. Come on and build the kingdom of God on every mountaintop in our world. He's talking about a church of power, a church of dominion, a church on the offensive, a church that will take new territory. And that is you, my brother, and that is me. I think you'll agree with me. For too long, Christians have been on the defensive, many of them living with a truce with the devil. It's like they hide away and they've got their handkerchief. Many churches wave their hankies. That's fine, but we don't wave a hanky ever as a sign of surrender, because we don't roll over, we take over. When we fall down, we get back up again. We have the victory this morning because of Jesus Christ. I want you to know that Jesus is still the head of his church. I want you to know that the kingdom of God is doing well. I want you to know that God is building his church in the Middle East, in Africa, in America. This week we saw over 400 people born again in the Millennial Dome, as we had thousands of people gathered in that white dome preaching the gospel, and people responded to the same message in London. Oh, come on, somebody jump up, give the Jesus a praise, and give the devil a headache this morning. So it's time for the church to take back what is yours. Daniel chapter 2, Daniel prophesies about the church, the kingdom of God. Daniel 2:44, he says, and in the days of these kings, the God of heaven will set up a kingdom which shall never be destroyed, and the kingdom shall not be left to other people. It shall break in pieces and consume all these kingdoms, and it shall stand forever. Daniel 7 verse 21, he says, I was watching, and the same horn was making war against the saints and prevailing against them. That horn, the revelation of Daniel, is the spirit of Antichrist operating through different men and different kingdoms. But God prophesies and he says, oh, I tell you what, this is where we are in the end time church, the church of the most glory waiting to happen on planet earth. He says, until, verse 22, the Ancient of Days come. Now, the Ancient of Days is Jesus Christ. The Ancient of Days is the God of all eternity. The Ancient of Days is the Jesus, the Christ that you saw in the Old Testament. The Ancient of Days is the one that was in the beginning when God said, even before Genesis chapter 1, this is the Ancient of Days that you serve today, an almighty God, an all-conquering God, an all-powerful God. The Bible says the Ancient of Days came, Jesus came, judgment was made in favor of the saints of the Most High God. We're going to talk about favor as a weapon in the weeks that lie ahead. And the Bible says, and the time came for the saints to possess the kingdom. I want to jump a little bit ahead of myself and say this to you. A lot of people are asking God to do things in their lives while God is waiting for them to possess the kingdom. A lot of people are praying while they should be binding and loosing, declaring and decreeing. I'm going to show you this morning from the Bible, like a good advocate of the Word of God, that you have the authority. What you bind on earth is bound in heaven. So some of you need to stop pleading with God, and you have to go to work and stand up in your authority and in your power, because God gave you the favor, God gave you the power, God gave you the authority, God gave you the dominion. You have to act in Jesus' name. Say amen. The time came, I love it, for the saints, that's you and me, not Saint Bernard, the saints, not Simon Templar, the saints, which really just means sanctified ones, set apart ones, that's you and me. By the favor of God, we've been set apart. We've been appointed for this time. So no matter how big your hell, God is bigger than your hell. No matter how difficult your situation, the greater one lives. Oh, come on. I'm not going to preach this morning. I want to teach. But the greater one lives on the inside of you this morning. There is no battle that you cannot overcome. There is no devil that you cannot overcome. There is no sickness that you cannot overcome. You have to possess the promises that God gave you by faith in Jesus' name. Daniel 7:27, the Bible says the kingdom and the dominion. Somebody say dominion. Dominion. No, that's pitiful. Say dominion. Dominion. Amen. When you talk, the person next to you should feel something. Say dominion. Dominion. Andach. Daniel 7:27, the kingdom and the dominion and the greatness of the kingdoms under the whole heaven shall be given to the people, the saints of the Most High God. I want to tell you today, it's time for the church to take over everywhere. It's time for the church to take over in government. It's time for the church to be raised up in political parties. It's time for the church to be raised up in tertiary institutions. Time for the church of Jesus to be raised up in our judiciary system. Come on, in the name of Jesus, in sport, in culture, in arts, in business. The Bible says this is your time, so you can go higher than you ever thought possible, because God said, on top of every other mountain, I will build my mountain, which is my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail. This is your time. Give somebody a high five and tell them, this is your time in Jesus' name, to be alive and to thrive, not just to survive. Hallelujah. God is building his church. Revival is sweeping the nations because God said it would happen. Habakkuk 2 verse 14. The Bible says, for the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. A lot of things are happening, not just bombs falling on Syria, which is one of the most tragic things happening in our world, one of the greatest humanitarian crises ever. At the same time, the Bible says, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard. There's a revival in the Middle East. People are turning to Christ. Former persecutors, murderers of Christians are converting and coming to Christ, because God said all the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord. Every university will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord. Every school, every business, every town, every continent. Come on. The Middle East will be filled with the glory of God before the return of our Lord Jesus Christ. We need to get a much bigger perspective of God and a right worldview, where Jesus said, I will build my church and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. Isaiah 9, the Bible says, verse 6, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name, hallelujah, will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, hallelujah. Of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end. Of the increase of his government and peace, which comes through the gospel of Jesus Christ, there will be no end. God is building his church unstoppable. It's time for you and me as believers to take our place where Daniel prophesied, to take our place in society, to get up and believe God for greater things, to take our place in authority, to engage our world, to get actively involved on different forums, in different situations. Not to shy away from politics if God called you to be a politician, but to believe that God will raise you up as a mighty politician. Who knows? You can be the person to transform and reform society, because every revival has to be accompanied with a reformation. We need a social reformation, a relational reformation, an economic reformation, because revival without reformation is meaningless.
But reformation comes when we understand who we are and we take our place and we exercise the authority that God gave us and we change our world. Not by being silent, but standing up righteously, say amen. So I believe too often we sit on the sideline and we allow things to happen in our personal lives, in our church, in our cities, in our economy, and in our world. There's a lot of things happening that we should not allow. We have the authority. I'm going to show you today. Not even the government has the authority. We have the authority. The church has the authority. Not a divided church. A church who knows who they are. Not an arrogant church. I mean, in my short lifespan of Christianity, which is over just over 33 years, or 34 years born again, almost 35 years in the ministry, 30 years, I've seen people prophesy the end time again and again. 1988, 88 times were the reasons why Jesus was going to come back. And everybody went to go buy canned food, and they were ready for the return of the Lord, as if Jesus came back, you are going to go have to climb in a bomb shelter with tinned food. Come on, give me a heavenly break. Give me a Pentecostal break. Somebody in this place, in the name of Jesus. It's like people have this idea of the Church of Jesus as this little underfed, wimpy, weak, spineless church. Picture of the church. Well, apologetic Christianity. That's not what he talks about. He talks about Christianity of dominion, Christianity of power, Christianity of victory, Christianity that will dominate not people, but environments, economic situations that will become a voice of God, because you are God's ambassador, you are God's representative. When you open your mouth as a delegated one of God, it is as if God himself is opening his mouth, and some of you are silent, you are saying nothing. When you open your mouth, you talk about your problems, your trials, and your sad story, and you are recreating your own problem again and again. You have the power. You have to stop praying and you have to start declaring. I'm jumping ahead of myself. You have to use the keys that God gave you. He said, I give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. The challenge is that many people do not know their authority. They don't even know they have keys. They are still walking in a walking rink with assistance while God is calling them to run and to take over, to plunder hell and populate heaven, to be the voice of God in this earth in the name of Jesus, and to get your yunny yummer circle attitude out of you. It's a church. A glorious church, a triumphant church, a victorious church, a powerful church, a blessed church. That's you and me, not people shuffling. I mean, I was with Chris von Yeren last night till 12 o'clock with his fight, and I prayed for him before the fight, walked in with him in the fight, carried his world championship belt, and I looked at him and said, Lionheart. Well, he was prepared and everything, but everybody gets the jitters. You need to stay focused, loose, move. Amen, move. Because when we're under attack, we stop moving, and you watch the boxer can't move. You watch the Christian cannot move because he forgot who he is. He's like stuck. He's like, now he's taken a few blows. He sits in the corner, not Chris, but some of the other boxers. And it's like, coach, feel sorry for me. God, feel sorry for me. I don't deserve this. You don't deserve it, but you're in the boxing ring. You better stand up quickly. You better know who you are quickly. You better get the lion heart back quickly. You better become the one that will dominate your situation very quickly. Come on. There's a lion living on the inside of you, waiting to roar through you. When you look in the mirror, you better see a lion looking back at you and not some little weak pussycat. One of the greatest tragedies of religion is they never taught us who we were. A form of godliness denying the power. So I just want gentle Jesus, meek and mild. That's not what Jesus came to give you. The devil will play vurvur with you all the days of your life. Dingbat, yo-yo with you all the time. If you are just one of those gentle Jesus, meek and mild. I just want a church where things are quiet. I just want a church where I can just sit for a moment. And you know, somebody that can talk my language. Hey! Somebody has to get beyond the wax in your ears. Somebody has to get to your heart and get you to stand up as a mighty man, a mighty woman. Oh, come on, somebody get ready. Radical this morning and shout something. Hallelujah. Well, I don't like the emotion in this church. Well, I don't like your depressed emotion. Thank you. Nobody feeling sorry for themselves ever led a team to win anything. Arnold Schwarzenegger did, I'll be back. So listen to me, too often we allow the works of the devil. 1 John 3 verse 8, the Bible says, for this purpose the Son of God was manifested, to destroy the work of the devil. We have the authority. We have the power. Too often we tolerate what we should not. Too often we face prolonged battles because we don't go from begging to taking dominion and exercising our authority. Are you listening to me this morning? I mean, you ask once and then you better start declaring and decree. You're not a beggar. You don't have to come to the throne of grace every day and say, ach, please, Jesus, asseblief toch, Here, Jesus, asseblief toch. As he a penny said, asseblief toch, Here, Here, ek sukkel nou, asseblief, Here, 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 full jammer for myself. He feels, the Bible says we don't have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses because he was tempted like us. He understands what we're going through. That's why he gave you authority, he gave you dominion. But you have to get that look of sadness out of your eyes. David talks to himself and says, why are you so sad? Why are you so cast down? Hope in God, my soul. Get an attitude change. Become the lion that God knows you are, and you will see things change in your life. Take dominion in the name of Jesus. It's time for you to possess what God has for you. So hear me clearly this morning. God means for you to overcome every battle. I'm going to say it again. God means for you to overcome every battle. God means for you to overcome every battle in your life. Every disease, every sickness, every attack on your finances, every attack in your marriage, God means for you to overcome. 1 John 5 verse 4, the Bible says, whatever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. How many of you are born again this morning? Lift your hand. Come on. Now, if you are born again, the Bible says you overcome anything the world throws against you by faith. Romans 8 verse 37, more than a conqueror through him. 2 Corinthians 2 verse 14, thanks be to God who always leads us into triumph in Christ. When the Springboks lost 15-57, I never even thought about the scripture until Chris Hill walked into the guest speaker's lounge and he just said, 15-57. I said, 1 Corinthians. No matter your present defeat, God promises you, Springboks, victory tomorrow. Come on, can I have a support of you this morning? 1 Corinthians 15, 57, the Bible says, but thanks be to God, thanks be to God, thanks be to God, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Every battle we face has its origin in the spirit dimension. We have to deal with the forces behind what we are experiencing. And you don't do that by praying. You do that by using the key that God gave you to deal with the spirit that comes against you, the spiritual opposition. 2 Corinthians 2:11, the Bible says, we are not ignorant of the devil's devices. Ephesians 4:27, give no place to the devil. 1 Peter 5:8-9, be sober, be vigilant, because your opponent, your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Resist him, steadfast in the faith, knowing that you're not the only one going through what you're going through. So although we are not called to defeat the devil, we most definitely are called to enforce the defeat of the devil. And to do that, you have to live armed and dangerous. My message today, I only have 15 minutes left, fully armed, so we will see how far we get. You'll have to be back next week, because you are going places that you've never gone before. God is going to take you higher than you've ever been before. You will walk through your valley of the shadow of death. You will walk through that fire and you will not be burned in Jesus' name. You will walk through that river and you will not drown in the name of Jesus. God will turn your weeping into dancing, your sorrow into joy. God will give you a new day, a new season. Believe it today. Shout with victory on your voice, a praise of hallelujah or something in Jesus' name. So to live fully armed, you need to know three things. Number one, you need to know your authority. Number two, you need to know your power. Number three, you need to know how to release your power and authority. Well, you have all authority, all power. Hosea 4 verse 6, my people perish for lack of knowledge. People don't know how to turn the key. Well, in these 3 weeks, I'm going to get each one of you to turn the key. You are going to open things. You are going to close things. You are going to loose things. You are going to bind things in the name of Jesus. Say amen. Hallelujah. So let's talk about your authority this morning, number one. Your authority. Everybody say authority. Authority. Somebody on the balcony say authority. Afrikaans gesag. Authority. Authority. Not apologetics. Authority. Jesus was different to the scribes and Pharisees, the Bible says, because he spoke as one having authority. What marked the ministry of Jesus? Authority. The kingdom of God, 1 Corinthians 4 verse 2 says, verse 20 says, it's not in word, but in power. That word is authority. Authority. Ag Here, ek het tog asseblief tog asseblief, Here. Help. Beteken moet jy sê, ouma, kom help. I've been there, facing an accident, and all I could do was, Jesus, help! And he saved me. Supernaturally. I didn't have time to bind the devil. All I could do was, help! And he helped me. But you can't live there every day. Help. Anybody out there? I need some help. Help. That's where most people live. Help me. He's already helped you. He's already done everything he's going to do. He's given you everything that pertains to life and godliness. And Satan's only weapon is deception, which is he'll get you to do something, but the something is not the right thing. So you are sincere, but sincerely wrong. You must speak to your own mountain. Jesus is not going to talk to your mountain. Matthew chapter 16 again, verse 18, he says, and also I say to you that you are Peter. There's a whole message in that. On this rock, Peter, the revelation that Jesus is the Christ, but also Peter becoming like Jesus. Jesus is the rock. Jesus becomes an imitator. Or Peter is now called, remember, Simon means reed, a reed-like person, up and down person. Rock means steadfast, solid, sure thing, concrete. So he calls Peter a little rock, a chip off the big rock. So there's a twofold revelation. I will build my church upon the rock, the revelation that Jesus is the Christ, but also upon you discovering who you are in Christ and then imitating the Jesus that you follow. So if you imitate the wrong Jesus, you will have no success in your life. He says, on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail. By the way, gates don't move. Amen. So we don't have to fear the devil. Read your Bible. The Bible says one day when Satan is exposed to the nations of the world, people are going to say, is this the one? It's in your Bible. The people aren't going to say, oh, is this the one? I knew why I had such a difficult time in life. Because the devil, oh, the devil, generational curses, or something my ancestors did. He says, no, is this the one? Because I'll show to you and prove to you from the Bible that Satan is defeated. He has no power. Listen, no power and no authority. The only power, you say, Pastor, why is there so much evil in the world? Because he has deceived people to give him a door into the world. The only power the devil has is deception.
Pray this prayer. Pray this prayer. Even if you've prayed it before, pray this again. Say, Lord Jesus, I give you my life. I give you my heart. Come take your place. Be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for dying for my sin. I believe you rose from the grave. I believe you are alive. I give myself to you. Thank you for a new beginning. Thank you for washing me in your blood. Thank you for loving me so that I can love you back. I'll never be the same again. I'm yours forevermore.
in Jesus' name.
Thank you for listening to today's sermon. For more information on this ministry, visit our website at www.crc.org.za.